time to talk tech. We find out about Facebook's latest venture aimed at kids under 13. The Australian Consumer Watchdog has launched a probe into some of the biggest tech giants, and UK MP Nadine Dorries is copping a lot of flack for giving out her login details to anyone in the office, interns, exchange students. That's right. Ariel Bogle is the ABC's technology reporter. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So a new app, Messenger Kids, it's been released by Facebook aimed at kids under 13 years old, and it includes all sorts of kind of parental control. Talk me through it.
That's right. So Facebook has long had a ban against people under the age of 13 from using its platform, although I'm sure a lot of us know kids that do not always obey those rules. So they've decided to bring out a chat app that is dedicated to kids. So it'll have extra protections. Parents will be able to approve the contact lists. There'll be other safety features. And Facebook says that it'll have an additional level of specialized moderation to ensure there's no bad content making its way onto the platform.
And is this just, this is the cynical journalist in me, but, you know, I'm a trained professional to be cynical about things.
Of course.
Is it about sort of getting kids sucked into Facebook younger and younger?
I'm cynical too, and that would be my suspicion.
Yeah.
So Facebook says,
exactly.
Well, Facebook says that it won't data mine these kids to serve ads and that type of thing. And it won't immediately, they say, bump you onto the adults app when you turn 18 or anything like that. But, you know, this is the type of thing where you'll get really familiar with the Facebook brand. It's a kind of Facebook marketing so they can cash in as soon as they become of age. I mean, that's the cynical take. And it kind of makes sense, right?
All right, let's move to another story. The government has directed the ACCC to investigate how sites like Facebook again, Google and other tech giants divert advertising away from traditional media, as well as, you know, their involvement in pushing fake news in the public, which has been very controversial. How do you think it'll unfold?
This is a really interesting investigation, and it will take a long time to see the results of it, but I think a lot of people will be watching really keenly, not to mention media organisations. So this is an investigation that Nick Xenophon extracted from Malcolm Turnbull in exchange for voting on the media reform packages earlier in the year. And it will investigate the effect of social media and search on competition in Australia when it comes to media and the advertising market.
Do you think the ACCC have the ability to uncover the influence that these big giants actually have?
I hope they do, because this is a really important question, actually. There was a report in the Wall Street Journal earlier this year that suggested about 70 cents of every new digital ad dollar in the US market was going to Facebook and Google. That's like quite an extraordinary number. And it means these two are exercising what's called, might be called a digital advertising duopoly over the whole ad market. There's not really a third player that can challenge them. And that's not good for prices, and it's not good for competition.
No, it certainly isn't. Would I be right in thinking a large part of the inquiry is trying to sort of save or help traditional legacy media losing revenue? Because, you know, we know that they've been very concerned about this. In fact, they've been on the record about their concerns.
I think so, to some degree. That's certainly something that seemed to matter to Nick Xenophon when he was pushing for this investigation. And we've seen, you know, layoffs upon layoffs in Australia and around the world. And the fact is, platforms like Google and Facebook rely on news content. It's something new they can show their users every day, and that's something that we need, why we go back to Facebook for newness, or we go to Google News for newness. They need us, they need the media, but is the balance, the relationship balance, right when it comes to being rewarded for that content? I guess that's something we'll hope the ACCC can look into.
All right, another story that I have thought was very interesting this week. UK Conservative MP Nadine Dorries is under fire for giving out her login details to, you know, anyone really, interns, anyone who's coming through. One would think there might be more cybersecurity for someone of her level of clearance of government, right?
So I think this came about because Nadine, who was defending a colleague, Damien Green, who had allegedly found that pornography had been found on his computer. He, of course, denied putting it there. And she said in his defence that it was quite common practice in the offices of the UK Parliament for anyone to have MPs' passwords, from staff to interns who might only be there for a few months, which just seems just bad cybersecurity practice, to be honest.
Odd, very odd. And yet, like, do people think that this is the case now? She's not just covering up anymore. The story has moved on, right? You know, everyone accepts that this was the practice.
Yeah, a lot of other MPs chimed in on Twitter and other places to say, yeah, this was common in their office. They trusted their staff with their login details. And that's all very well. I'm sure it's great to have a very trusting relationship with your staff. But the fact is, when you're in the business of running one of the most powerful countries in the world, you'd hope that there'd be a little more information hygiene, I suppose, in the UK Parliament.
Yeah, it's, you mentioned that it was all sort of, it all happened on Twitter. So what, was Twitter really the place where all of this was revealed and this story kept growing?
Yeah, it looked like to me that there's a lot of this back and forth has emerged, but of course, The Guardian, the BBC, a lot of other news outlets picked up on it just because it was, you know, it can turn into a bit of a scandal. I mean, if you were trying to extract information from UK MPs maliciously, now you know. All you have to do is pose as an intern, get in, and you'll have Nadine's password.
Yeah. Has there been any move to try and stop it? I mean, she says, can I just say, in a tweet defending what she's done, that she's flattered by the number of people who think I'm part of the government and have access to government docs. I'm a backbench MP, two Westminster-based computers in a shared office. On my computer, there is a shared email account. That's it. Nothing else. Sorry to disappoint. I mean, she's trying to play it down. I don't have the kind of information that people are suggesting is really what she's saying. Is there going to be an overhaul of cybersecurity? Are people freaking out?
Yeah, I would hope so. And I'm sure that parliaments around the world hopefully have people looking into this type of thing, because it's not just about your computer. If you're part of a network that can be used by third parties to access information far beyond your personal computer and Nadine's personal email. So I would hope that UK Parliament is looking into this ASAP.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time, Ariel.
Thank you.
That's Ariel Bogle, ABC's technology reporter there. This is RN Drive. It's News Time 7.